Hello everyone, and a huge welcome to our audio guide for the Vitality Westminster Mile.
And we're excited to talk to you about an event that promises to be nothing short of amazing.
That's right. It takes place on Saturday, the 27th of September, 2025, and it's going to be an unforgettable day for everyone involved.
And whether you're running, pushing, jogging, or walking, we want to make sure you have all the essential information to make your experience as smooth, safe, and enjoyable as possible. This guide is your best friend for an amazing day.
Kicking things off with the most important aspect, safety and security. The Vitality Westminster Mile team puts this at the very top of their list for all participants and spectators.
Absolutely. You'll see a fantastic team of friendly stewards there, and following their instructions is key to keeping everyone safe. If anything looks a bit off, please don't hesitate to report it to a steward, a police officer, or call 999.
They've got a comprehensive range of measures in place, including bag searches to ensure a secure environment. So rest assured, you're in good hands.
And a quick but vital tip for everyone, please fill in your medical information on the back of your bib. It could genuinely be a lifesaver in an emergency. If you're with anyone under 18, make sure their details are filled in too.
Now, for all our families and groups with children, the Vitality Westminster Mile is designed to be fun for all ages and abilities.
It really is, but there are a few extra bits of advice to ensure everyone stays together. Firstly, make sure every member of your team, including the children, has the emergency contact information clearly filled in on their bibs.
This is crucial for identification and will help the team quickly reunite people if they get separated. For all under 18 participants, a special wristband will be in their event pack with a number matching their bib. The parent or guardian attending should wear this wristband.
And if you're bringing extra children who aren't participating, grab a wristband for them from the information point in Green Park.
It's all about making sure everyone can be reunited quickly. If you do find yourself separated during the event, don't panic. Head straight to the finish line. A dedicated team of trained and DBS-checked welfare support staff will be there, ready to help.
You can also arrange to meet at the flags just past the finish line to find the welfare team and your child. If separation happens before or after the event, or if you find a child who's lost, please go to the information point at the Vitality Wellness Festival in Green Park.
It's also a brilliant idea to pre-arrange a meeting point with your family and friends, perhaps using the free What3Words app if you're unfamiliar with the area.
Let's talk about your event pack. If you're a UK participant, expect yours in the post by Monday, the 22nd of September, 2025. If it hasn't arrived by 5 p.m. that day, fill in the replacement pack form, which is available on the Vitality Westminster Mile website.
International participants, you'll need to collect yours directly from one of the designated locations. No need for a replacement pack form. You just pop along.
Collection points are available on Friday, the 26th of September at Marathon House, 190 Great Dover Streets, London, SE1 4RYB, from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. and on Saturday, the 27th of September, from 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the information point in Green Park.
Remember to bring your unique QR code. A screenshot's a great idea. And if someone else is collecting for you, they'll need a copy of your ID and confirmation email.
Your pack is super important. It contains your unique bib with a timing chip, safety pins, and if applicable, that essential wristband for the accompanying adult of an under 18 participant. Your bib also shows your start wave and whether you opted for a medal.
A crucial reminder for everyone, never let anyone else use your bib, and you shouldn't use someone else's. All right, planning your journey to the event. The event organisers strongly recommend using their green travel tool to plan your journey, ideally by foot, bicycle or public transport, to find your best low-carbon travel routes. You'll find a link to the travel planner on the event website.
And a fantastic bonus, there's a secure yellow jersey bike park in Green Park. Free of charge, those spaces are limited, so arrive early. Just remember to dismount before entering Green Park.
When you arrive in Green Park, please have your bib number visible so stewards can easily direct you.
First stop might be the baggage area. If you're dropping off a small bag, they'll give you a matching wristband. Keep it safe as you'll need it to collect your belongings after you finish. Remember, only small bags and rucksacks are accepted, no large suitcases or loose items.
You'll also find toilets, accessible toilets, and a water refill point in Green Park, so bring your reusable bottle. Plus, for those needing a moment, there's a sensory calm tent, parent and child tent, and multi-faith prayer tent in the Vitality Wellness Festival area. Period products are available at the information point, and they'll have a British Sign Language interpreter too.
Once you've sorted your baggage, make your way to the start area on the mall about 15 minutes before your wave start time. There'll be space to warm up and more toilets.
And speaking of start times, your participant event guide email will have your allocated arrival time in Green Park. Please stick to it to help manage congestion.
They've got a full timetable of waves, from the adult waves to junior waves and even a wheelchair wave. So know your wave number and timings, as you'll see on the big screen and hear over the public address system.
A quick note for everyone, only humans can take part, no animals on the course, but pets are welcome to watch from the sidelines with an adult. And remember, all children under 11 must take part with an adult.
Now, the course itself is truly special. It starts on the mall and finishes right in front of Buckingham Palace.
Imagine that. Take a moment to soak it all in, enjoy your run, jog or walk, and don't forget to smile and wave for the photographers.
After you've crossed that finish line, please keep moving to create space for others. If you feel unwell, tell medical staff immediately.
In the finish area, you'll receive a bottle of Buxton natural mineral water, and if you opted for one during registration, your well-deserved finisher medal. Your bib will show if you chose a medal or not.
If you opted out, good on you to being eco-conscious. Head to the selfie station for a unique photo with branded frames taken by volunteers on your own phone.
From there, continue to the Vitality Wellness Festival area in Green Park to collect your baggage. If you dropped any off, just show your wristband to the baggage team.
The Vitality Wellness Festival in Green Park is where the fun continues. You can meet family and friends, enjoy tasty food and drinks, and dive into the free family zone open until 4 p.m.
There are exciting activities for children, sport taster sessions, and even the chance to try the famous Vitality Tumbleator, a giant treadmill where you can set your own pace or go for a record.
Don't forget, if you have any unwanted running shoes, you can donate them at the Jog On drop-off point at the information point in Green Park.
A great way to give back. And finally, please plan your journey home in advance using that green travel tool again to find low carbon routes.
What a day it's going to be. The Vitality Westminster Mile is more than just a sports event. It's a celebration of movement, community, and achieving something special on one of the world's most famous miles.
We truly can't wait to see you there, running, jogging, and walking together on Saturday, the 27th of September, 2025.
Good luck, everyone, and have an absolutely amazing day.
See you at the finish line.